Welcome to Healers of the Light Talk Show with your host, Joanna Basols, streaming live from Miami Beach, Florida, talking about metaphysics and healing methods. Hello, everyone. I hope you are doing very well. I'm excited for this episode today because we're going to be talking about the Planet of the Ideas, the book of the mind control that I've been talking about in the last few weeks. And we're going to go over the introduction and explaining a little bit of what we're going to see in this book. I'm very excited. The book will be released first. Will be an ebook version before it is published in a hard copy version. So you will be able to have access to it by probably the end of September. I think that's when it will be ready or revised and everything. And I highly recommend that even if the audible version will be out, I highly recommend that you get a copy of the ebook, because in this book we are going to see many phrases and things that you're going to be able to use for long, and you may want to go back to them and find them easily. We're going to have connection phrases. We're going to have powerful frequency words that you can use to connect to different mind states. We're going to have rituals and just different examples and things that will be very helpful for you to connect to your creativity and to the space where you can actually remove ideas that you don't want from yourself. So without any more introduction, we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to describe the book intro. I'm going to review each paragraph, and I'm going to explain a little bit of it. That will be the best way that we could start with this. And if you have any questions, please feel free to call us here at BBS Radio Station 1. And feel free to make any questions. I'm always glad and to respond to any questions, and anything that you bring in, maybe something that could help me, enlighten me more. I'm always interested to see what people think to a degree, but I'm always interested to see if there is any more contribution of anyone else is getting this sort of information or similar ideas recently, because, you know, we are all connected in that way. We're all getting kind of similar information. I know that possibly for the ones that are reprogrammed, like myself and a few others, we're maybe getting a little bit different information and accessing a little bit higher frequencies, but it is all down to the same thing, that is evolution. You know, we're all heading that way, and that's where all things are coming from, and all ideas and all new thoughts are coming from. So I'm very sure that probably you guys have some interesting things to add to this, and I will be very curious to know more. And so let's get started. So like I said, this book will be available by the end of September in ebook version, and possibly also the audiobook might be ready by then. And you can buy it in pre-sale at healersofthelight.com. There's a little button there that says book in pre-sale, and as soon as it's ready, we send the file with the downloadable version or the Kindle version, or whichever they end up doing there. It's probably going to be Kindle version, and also just regular ebook version to read on your computer. And so you're going to have access to that. In the meantime, I'm going to go over the introduction, and possibly, I don't know if we'll have enough time in this episode, but I'll try to get to the connection phrases at least, so you can work with us through this week, and by next week we can do an exercise together using the connection words and see if we can create a little mastermind workshop here on the air. So that would be really fun if we can create a little mastermind workshop. If you have an idea of something that you think is important that we should mastermind about, please email me or post it in our Instagram or Facebook once I post the information about this episode. You can write there. I'm going to put a little poll saying, what do you think we should mastermind? What should be the next episode's mastermind about? And I would like to know what you think is some matter of importance. I'm always interested in healing methods and things to heal, but there are other things and that are interesting to other people. So I would like to know more about those too. And it's interesting that today I just had some kind of enlightenment regarding the word Sair. I never had heard about it before, the Sair. I had no idea what it was. But I was cleaning my bookshelf, and I have tons of books in my house. And I found this book by Pablo Coelho that said the Sair. And I'm like interested in that word. It was resonating in my mind for a couple of days. And I'm like, what is the Sair? And, you know, beyond the story, the fictitious story that is there about what happens to the characters in the story, the meaning of Sair is the path. And just looking online a little bit more about it, it says that once you find out what your life purpose is, all you can think of is that. And I noticed that some people confuse it with obsession, but it's not really like obsession about your life purpose. It means just synchronicity, or it means that all that you really care for is that like life purpose once you have found it. And that's exactly how I feel. I feel like everything takes me to healing at some point, because I found that my life purpose is teaching healing methods that I receive or that I am remembering, and not necessarily teaching healing, but the methods, because you heal yourself. But if there are methods that help you heal, I feel that that's something that I want to be involved in. And that's why every idea that I have, it's around that. And I'm glad to know that it is how it should be. It's not that it's something, and it's not that you obsess about your purpose. It's that you are connected to your purpose. So this idea means that once you know what you're here for, everything around you is about that. And I'm glad that it's that way. But sometimes it's good to know also what others are here for. What is your Sair? What are you here for? It's interesting. So I welcome that interaction, and I welcome your ideas and mention to what would you like to hear about in the next episode. We can mastermind about something and bring here some good 5D or 7D ideas to improve whatever you think is a matter of importance. So let's start with the introduction of the book. I'm going to read a couple of paragraphs, and then we're going to discuss. So this book takes the reader to a journey into the mind to identify the place where ideas come from. With the use of powerful frequency words, we access the mental space where ideas are stored, and from there increase our creativity or remove limiting ideas. Please note that I said we access the mental space where ideas are stored. We're talking about the universal mind here. Ideas are not stored or not created by the human mind. The human mind is just connecting us to things of this level, emotions and things that we pick up from this level, and it's just something that is not really that helpful. I mean, it helps us in the basic functions of the human or the mundane tasks to survive in the earth. But if we want to access ideas, especially ideas of a higher level, we need to connect to the universal mind. And once we do that, we're accessing a place where everybody has access. It doesn't mean that you own those ideas and no one else can know what those ideas are. Anyone can access the universal mind. Anyone could. Sometimes their mind is too cluttered, the human mind, and don't let them, and they're not able to connect. But it doesn't mean that they're not. They cannot do it if they actually decide to do that and clean their mind and try to connect to the universal mind. They could have the same idea, and that's why sometimes we see that you have this idea in your mind that you think is this big hit that is going to change your life. And 2 seconds later, you see that someone else has already developed the idea and is already here, and you're too late. And that's exactly the explanation for that, is that the planet of ideas is a place where we all can access. Now, it It doesn't mean that we all access it the same way. Some of us are just more creative than others. It just means that you're more connected than others because you're more in tune with that universal mind than others. And there are many things that could influence that connection, not only how creative you could be, or if it's some generical thing that, oh, your parents are creative, so you too. None of that is the case. There are many things that could influence this. And this is something that we talked about in the first and second episode of this radio show. We're talking about enlightenment, and we were talking about what things can we do proactively to improve our communication, our connection with the divine source. And we talked about exercise, we talked about healthy eating, clean life, clean thoughts, clean relationships, clean living, conscious living. All those things help you be connected in some way. So maybe the people that are more creative are more in tune with this connectedness, with these things that help them, you know, be in that level of balance in their minds. They might have lives that are pretty stable, not really roller coasters or ups and downs. It's really balanced. That's what I'm assuming, because that's how I feel when I'm the most creative. And I assume that in order to connect to the universal mind, you have to be in this state of mind that is balanced. Just like when you have in your brain, you know, you can notice the different brain waves that go on. And when you're in alpha, then you're able to study. When you're in delta, then you're sleeping. Or different waves do different things. So the same thing with the universal mind. To connect to the universal mind, to access ideas, then you have to be in this certain state of mind. And for that, we have created, or I have gathered, a set of paradoxes that when we put them together, it brings you to that specific mind state. So you may find that you might have to say it a couple of times because you're not in that mind state. You might make a mistake when you're trying to say the whole thing, and then you make like a little bit of a, you know, you have to make sure that you say it all in a sequence to be able to access this mind state, because it brings your attention to this point where when you're accessing. So if you don't get it, you have to say it again and again until finally you're there. And once you do that, then you can go ahead and continue with the next step. I explain all the steps of how to access that space in the idea, in the universal mind, to find the ideas, because the ideas are there. You can even find ideas of things that were already created, and you want to see how they were really created. What were the elements that were there when the person had this idea? You know, for example, if there is someone that that you really like, or a scientist that came up with something that you think there is something that you don't agree 100%, but you are, you know, you really find it interesting, but there is something that you could have done differently, you can access the same space. You can access the same space, and I explain how to access, go from the end to back to the point of where that person accessed the first idea at the first place, and then how to deconstruct that final idea into the elements, the individual elements that made that happen. And then we can analyze what was there, and understanding also the background of the person who came up with this idea, we can see why he or she selected finally to go with that idea that was brought to the world instead of the other options that were available in that specific mind space. So that's very interesting. We do that towards the middle of the book. So, and it's not that complicated. It just requires that you have an open mind and you just follow the steps, and then you will be able to see it. It is actually pretty simple, and it's not that complicated. And it only requires that you go use these frequency words to access the different mental states. And so we're going to be practicing with that, and hopefully we're going to have a couple of workshops, and hopefully we can meet, you know, gather, at some point, and we can all have a great session of exchanging ideas, or maybe we can come up with a great idea for some solution or something that is needed in the world. That's why I'm saying that I would really appreciate your feedback on things that you think need our immediate attention. So it would be really nice to gather for that. Very good. So let's go to the next paragraph. So here we say that we're going to be using the frequency words to access the different mental states. And then continues says, many other practical visualizations are shown through this book for a practical identification and manifestation of ideas, including finding the original idea of who we are without any of the identifiers that we could have placed around that idea in the course of life. So we have, and we're going to be dealing with different things, and we're going to go over various things in this book, but one of the most important ideas that we're going to identify is the original idea of who we are. Because we hear in many, recently there is a big search from everyone trying to find out who they are. They're saying they want to be themselves, but what is that? What does that mean, you know, for real? Do you know what you're even saying? Do you know what you're looking for? So what is the original idea that God had in his mind, or her mind, or the mind, when it decided to create you, or the human being specifically? What was the idea that God had in mind when he decided to create human beings? And I think that is the same idea for every single one of us, because we could have our circumstantial differences, but in the end, or as a race, we are humans. So what was that idea? And how did he go from idea to gathering all those different identifiers to make the human what it is and to be able to survive in this environment to finally manifesting life in Earth? What was the process? And we're going to go from the end product, like what we see now, back to the point of what were you thinking, God, when you created me? So in that point, we will be able to identify or define who we are. So I have meditated deeply about this in going back and forth in this process of idea creation to manifestation of the human being. And I always come out with the same thing. Being ourselves doesn't mean not being human, because many of us, many people, probably I have thought about that too before. Being ourselves doesn't mean just being a spiritual being and not a human being. Being human is all, you know, is also having a spiritual part, but also having a physical part. It's not just that. But beyond all that is what it lays within. Within the spiritual component and within the physical component is always takes me back to qualities. So when God had the idea of creating the human being, it was the first thing he had in mind is the qualities. Like, what are the qualities of this human? What is the human going to be? So the first thing that always comes to mind is kindness. Kindness in various levels is the first thing that, the first idea of the first quality that was in the mind of God when he created human beings. So if we can go back to that basic quality, we can understand humans. And that's why we talk about humanity. Or you hear sometimes saying, you gotta be more human. What does that mean? Be more kind? Kindness is humanity. So yes, it seems that we have found the most basic quality in that was ever thought before creating a human, and that is the quality of kindness. So if we can meditate on that and we can practice kindness, we can be more human and we can become ourselves, because before we are all the things that we think we are human. That's why we are here. That's why we are here, because we are human. Even if you think that you're some kind of alien, well, you're in a human body, so you're in some kind of human in some way. So you might need to also practice that. And I'm not kidding, because a lot of people contact me for these different things. So I just want to make sure that everyone, I'm talking about every single one of us, and that is here. So that was something that was a realization for me, because of all things that I could say, who am I, and answer that question, of all things, I could have thought of many different things. So, yes, I am a spiritual being in a human body or things like that, like everybody says that. But that was not the right answer. The right answer was, we are human, we are kindness. Only kindness. It's not like we're kind, but kindness. So that was the first idea. And we go and explain how you can find all your other qualities besides that, and how we can enhance them through ritualistic, to a ritualistic way, to show the universe that you want that. You want to enforce those ideas that were there in the moment of creation of your being, or being in general. So that we see also towards the middle of the book. And then we also see how we can actually see other people for who they are. How can we find out their qualities from our perception and deconstruct that to the main basic qualities of that person, to see them for who they are, and not by any of the other identifiers of cultural or race or age or where they're from or anything like that. So all that gets eliminated from your perception of the other person that you want to really see for who they are. You're doing this because you really want to have a genuine relationship with the actual person, with the actual person and the main qualities of them, like what are they, instead of like all the other things that are around. So that will allow you to actually see someone for the first time on the real way, like who they really are. And it's beautiful, because finally you start feeling this compassion that now I think is kindness. I can't really establish a distinction, but it's something like you start observing all the other things that are around those qualities, and understanding that those things are just identifiers that are not the person, that are just there because the person is not able to remove them on their own, or it's just there because time has allowed those identifiers to adhere to the body and to the idea of who they are, and they believe this, but you don't believe this anymore. And it's a beautiful practice if you, for example, with someone that you really like, a friend or anyone that you really care for, you both decide to look at each other for who you really are. And you can do this exercise of deconstructing from what you are now back to the first idea, to the original idea of who you are, and only seeing you for those main qualities that could be your best qualities, the things that you really shine, you really shine for. You know, of course, you should always have kindness in there, but other things that you also shine for, like you probably are not a person that is very loving, or a person that is you really understand different things. Whichever it is, you make a list and start for the things that are your strongest qualities, and choose about five, let's say. And then we go through this ritual that I'm going to be explaining later on to enforce these qualities in you. And we go through the ritual of enforcing them in the earth, using the elements of the earth, air, water, fire, and earth. And we really bring those qualities from that place where they're just ideals to manifestation here. So then you're complete. Then you can be yourself once you understand those. I thought that was really interesting, and that was really beautiful to find out that what we're looking for is qualities. So I hope that really worked, and that really helps you also understanding yourself. Okay, very good. Now we're going to move on into what identifiers are. Circumstantial ideas are also called identifiers. start accumulating around the original idea of things. That's what we said. Circumstantial ideas are those things that are just part of something that we're living at the moment, but are not really us. It's just circumstances. Our degree on different things, our profession, our names, our last names, or where do we come from, our cultural differences and things like that. All that is just an identifier that accumulates around the original idea of who you are. Concepts and even start accumulating around the original idea of things, concepts, and even the definition of ourselves, shaping us into a completely different idea than the originally thought. Yes, now when we use these identifiers, we turn into this Hulk of Frankenstein, a whole different thing that was not even have anything to do with the original idea, and those qualities are buried behind all those other identifiers. So we're going to try to bring them back. These ideas need to be removed, the identifiers, for us to experience the uniqueness of our own self and of anything else that we want to relate to. So you will get into practice of anything that you really care for, things that are around you. You're going to deconstruct them from what you see now, from your perception. You're going to take them back into the mind, into the universal mind, and you're going to take them back and find the elements that are individual elements of the original idea of that thing or of that event or of that person. We can do it with anything, and we can find the main qualities of that, and that way you can have an original experience, original relationship, unique relationship between you and that new thing, that it will be a whole new thing because you're going to see it now with a completely different set of eyes. In the same way that we can access this mental state to find ideas for our creative process, we can access it to remove what we don't need. So we can access these mental spaces to also remove the ideas that we don't need. Like we were saying, identifiers, we can find a way to go back into the mind and remove ideas about ourselves even, or remove things that were implanted in our mind. And just by going back from this moment, the present time, we're still working in present time, but we're working into the mind. It's like a hologram. So it doesn't really go back or forward. It just go in. So remember, holograms have four dimensions is what I understand this far. It has front, back, up, and down. So they're just like a cube. So in this case, we're going inside the hologram. We're going to go in the mind, and we're going to find what is there. How did this idea got into my mind, and how can I get rid of it? And we do that very easily once we find our qualities, because once we bring that out, it's like we reset everything else. We don't even need to worry about finding the negative, like all of these negative ideas. We just need to find our qualities, and that will help reset all the other things, because once you remember who you are, all those other things fall, they fade. So that's the beauty of it. And that's also how it works with reprogramming. And that's why this book is related to reprogramming. And that's why I'm doing this in a parallel way to the reprogramming class, because this is part of how reprogramming works. We go and find the balance of the elements, where we are ourselves, where we have these qualities, and that bringing back that state into the being resets everything else that was there before. We don't need to exactly know what was the state of being that is not perfect, because we don't need to enforce that quality. We need to actually bring only the good quality out, and that will, cause that all the other identifiers fall off. This is so powerful when you come in front of this realization that everything else starts fading. And that is a beautiful experience. I'm telling you, it really feels like, wow, I'm so glad. And you feel a little bit more detached of the things that, you know, those identifiers that at some point you thought, you know, that's what you were. And once you become aware of your real self and you're in front of this understanding of this new realization, it just everything changes. You know, you're not interested. It's not that you're not interested anymore, but it's this desire is what happened to me. Once you find out what your purpose is or who you are, or you see this enlightenment, like all the other things that are not part of that in 100%, they're just less interesting. And those things just start simply, organically, just like the leaves fall from the trees in the fall, just like that, you know, organically, they start losing you. Like you start losing the interest for those things. It's not that you're going to be through some traumatic experience. It's just simply that in a very subtle way, you will realize what is really important. And it is just in the moment that you become face to face with familiar, or you're face to face with this reality of who you are, is that everything else starts fading, everything else that is not important. And it's beautiful. Okay, so we continue in the same way that, okay, that's what we just said. In the same way that we can access the mental space for the creative process, we can access it to remove what we don't need. Understanding how the universe works at this level allows you to improve the technique of your creative process, making it easier for you to find the right ideas and taking them from the plane where you find the idea to the plane of manifestation. So we're also going to be going through the process of creation, how an idea can be found. First of all, we connect with the connection words, with the paradoxes. And from there, we're going to go through all the steps of idea, blueprint and creation, idea development, all the way to manifestation in planet Earth, because this is where we are in our reality. So we're going to start first connecting with that frequency where ideas are stored. We're going to go to that mental state. We're going to go to that place. We're going to call the ideas that belong to the project that we're working on. Let's say we're an interior designer and we're working with chairs. You know, we need to design a new model of office chairs, but also you have this specific style that you're known for. So what you do is that you come into this mental space, and then you bring in your idea of an office chair, and then you bring in all the other elements that belong to those identifiers that you want to bring in. Let's say you have a very eclectic style, so you start showing like different colors and images of things that represent that. And in that space, then the brainstorming starts and we start our free writing. I'm going to show you how to work with free writing. And once we're connected in that space, we're going to be able to do our little brainstorm and write all the ideas that come in. And from there, we go to the idea development. We create a little blueprint of the idea to be sent out to some process that I call the egg, because it's like an incubation process. Once you have all these individual elements, they go through some kind of filter and they go to another space in where they are gathered and they kind of fuse into each other. They merge, and then you have this one beautiful new thing that is birthed from all those individual elements. And that is a blueprint. And once you have this blueprint of the, it's almost final, you know, it is sent to a place that is called the planet of the mirrors. And it's called the planet of the mirrors because it's another mental state, a whole different one that we connect with through other set of paradoxes of connection words. And once we are in this world of the mirrors, it's like if we are in a place where there are a ton of mirrors and this idea is in the middle. And each one of these mirrors has a different projection of this idea into a different dimension. So in one mirror, this idea is doing something, in the other mirror is doing something completely different, and so on. And the possibilities are endless, but there are always going to be some that are going to catch your attention more than others, because those are the most probable dimensions, the most probable possibilities for manifestation of this idea. So then we evaluate which ones are the most probable, and then we select finally which one is the one that we want to go with. And I explain how we extract that dimension once we have already identified from that space back into our three-dimensional reality, because we're here and this is where we want to bring it. So I explain how we start bringing the whole circumstance in here, the whole dimension, bring it back to Earth. So, and how we can also bring individual elements from the planet of the mirrors once we have identified the specific dimension that we want to manifest, and how we can make so when we bring those elements into the planet Earth, the other elements that belong to that same dimension start kind of calling each other. It's like a sort of law of attraction. Once you see elements that belong to that dimension and you set your attention into it, then everything else starts coming in like a magnet. And that's the process of manifestation. And of course, there are some things that are more probable than others. And we use the same process to find solutions for problems. We use the same process to find an answer to questions that we may have. We're going through some issue, and there are many ways that this issue can go, and you want to know what's the best way to resolve it. But instead of talking to someone else who may not have the same or might not have the same perception of you of the same issue, it's better that you analyze it on your own from this way, from this point in which you can have an ample view of different dimensions of the same thing. And then you can observe them like if it was a movie theater. You will see how they show to you the way that things can evolve in different dimensions. And then you're going to say, this one is the best option for me. I'm going to bring all those elements and I'm going to become that dimension. I'm going to feel with all my senses and I'm going to bring my consciousness into that specific dimension through a process that I explain how to center your consciousness, find your consciousness and move it out of your body into that space, that mental space. It's like a sort of mental travel. Once you're there, then you can experience it like if you're already leaving it. And that you being there and coming back here is like you already feel that it's already here. You can already attract it by just feeling that space exists. And this is something that I was talking about last week, is what is really real? It's something that we can actually touch, is something that we can see, is something that we can smell, is something that we can hear. Because when we are in mental travel, we can actually trigger many reactions in ourselves and in our body. Our body doesn't know that we are traveling in the mind. Our body reacts to it the same way. Like I was saying, how if you're thinking that you're sucking in a lemon, you're going to squint. You know, it's like, oh. The same thing is if you actually suck in an actual lemon. So your body doesn't know where you are and what you're doing. So why do we have where or who agreed to the reality is only what we can see and touch and feel? Because when I'm traveling in the mind, I can see things clearly. I can smell things if I want to. I can feel textures. I can relate to the things in just the same way as if I was here in this dimension. So why do we have to say that this is not also a reality? So I think that we all have our own worlds, our own realities that are there. And, you know, we interact in this point, but we close our eyes or we sit in our own space, and that's our own planet. You know, you don't have to deal with anyone else there. But that's just what I think. But back to this point, I wanted to make sure that, you know, it is understood then that we can use this process for manifestation of ideas. And we're going to go and explain that in depth. And explain also in depth the planet of the mirrors. Is very interesting, that place, because those different dimensions, I think, has a lot to do with new theories that are out there talking about how things are happening all at once. And I think that's this place, and probably has to do with some of the quantum theories. I'm not sure. I am not familiar with those 100%. I have some knowledge, but not. I have not researched. And I think that's part of what my guides say. It's not good to know everything about everything. It's good to know everything that you need to know. So this is what I need to know now, and this is what I know. But I heard that there are some theories out there that are also saying something similar about the different dimensions. So if you're aware of this and you want to contribute, please, it would be nice to hear. Okay, let's move on. Metaphysics is often seen as a science of philosophical theories that not always have practical applications. Most philosophers opt for disguising their ideas with intricate wording and mental back and forth in order to allow the students formulate their own ideas and thoughts about a subject. The objective of a science like this is not that of imposing ideas, but to awaken the curiosity and introspective search for answers on the public. And that's exactly what I always say to the students of reprogramming, and that's what I always say. I am not trying to impose here an ideology. I am trying to awaken your curiosity for what is real. Are you accepting that only this tangible reality is real? How can you explain the sensorial experiences that you go through in mental travel, in astral projections, in lucid dreaming? How can you explain that you feel like you were there? And also, how can you explain healing with astral healing? How can you explain that your body actually heals when we apply reprogramming with frequencies and using elements at an astral level? How can that be applied to the body and we see effects in the body and immediately as soon as we apply this healing in that level? How can we explain that? And does it matter if we believe in it or not? I don't know. I really don't know if it does. Because people that don't even know what we're doing in reprogramming, they have being healed the same way. I don't know if the person, if they're skeptical, I don't know if it would work, but something that I hear from my higher beings constantly is, if they don't want it, why would we give it to them? So that makes sense. If they don't want to accept healing, why would we give it to them? It's their choice. So I'm thinking that if they are skeptical and they really don't want to accept the healing, they won't get it, because no one can force you to heal. You heal yourself. That's just a tool. It's just a way to give healing. But so we need to really think here, and we need to get to the bottom of this and really understand what is real. Because I think we're boxed into this mentality of just three-dimensional reality is real. And that is just so limited. If we think that only what we can do with the body is real, then it's very limited. I think that how we're actually going to reach going into other planets is not going to be with a rocket. It's not going to be with our body. It's going to be with our mind, or it's going to be an astral projection of some kind. So that's how we're really going to find other places, if we want to, with this consciousness. So if you have anything to say about that, it would be great to hear. Okay, let's keep going. In my approach of metaphysics as a practical science, I bring various healing methods, seminars, and books that show the simplicity behind the theory and concepts of what is not physical. I use practical examples and exercises to take you in a journey to the spaces beyond physical. In this book, I take you into the spaces of the mind where ideas are stored, how they acquire their possibilities, their power, and a life of their own. Understanding how this process works in the universal mind allows you to have a complete control of your own mental process from idea identification to manifestation. That's just reiterating what we already said. We need to open our mind and imagination to receive this information without trying to impose the labels and limitations of the physical world to something that is clearly non-physical. We can't start traveling in the mind and bringing in our limitations of the physical world. There is no limits. There are no limits in the mental space. There are no limits. You can do anything you want. Everything is possible. Any dimension that you can create is possible. Now, how to manifest it in the three-dimensional world? I think you have to observe some of the laws of nature, universal laws, because you're going to be bringing that idea into this dimension. So either that idea will start acquiring in the process of coming into this reality, it will start acquiring those laws of natural laws or universal laws, so they can actually exist in this dimension. Or you can also have those in consideration when you're in that mental space trying to create that. But, you know, you can also get a little bit open-minded. Look at Tesla. You think that Tesla thought, you know, this doesn't exist in the Earth, so I don't think it's possible. He probably was in that space where he reached the planet of the mirrors, and he said, this is possible. I see the possibility here. I'm going to try to demonstrate it. And he did everything he knew. I mean, he started, like, what I read or what I understood from him is that he had these dreams where he knew what to do. And then he had this photographic memory. And when he woke up every morning, he would write everything that was given to him in dreams. So he basically remembered every time these wonderful ideas. And he decided that they were possible. And he did everything that his dreams were, they told him to do. And wrote them every morning. And every time that he woke up, he wrote them. And he was able to come up with this amazing ideas that no one knew that were possible. So don't be limited by what you see or what you can touch or what you can feel. Because look at him. So that's something that is there, like food for thought. And I think that the more we travel into the space, the more we actually open up to this wonderful mental space, we're going to be able to find so many more things there that really will bring many new things to the planet Earth. It's just that people don't even travel anymore. They have everything so easy. It's just so automatized, and so they don't really use their creativity, their brain for anything else anymore, because everything is given, and they are suffocated by routine, and people are blind by the things that they eat and they drink, and they are poisoning themselves with alcohol, with drugs, with eating animal products that block their third eye, and also just eating all this sugar and processed foods and things. So of course, they're not going to care about going into space, but I have faith in that there are some people out there that do care, and there are some people out there that are more connected, and they will be the ones that break through this zombiness that we're going through in planet Earth, and that's going to be contagious, and that's going to be the new thing, and that's going to be it's going to wake the curiosity of many more, and they're going to see, like, why are you doing that? Why do you seem to be so free and so happy and so balanced. I want that too. And hopefully that's the point that they start evolving and they start losing these negative habits that are keeping them blind. So that's a community effort, like I always say. It's not going to come from any of the figures of power. It's not going to come from high above. It's going to come from this level, from the ones that we're here, the community. We have to keep showing up and sharing and giving everything we can to help with this evolution process. So that's our little grain of sand that we leave for the next round of evolution. And hopefully that makes a change in people. Hopefully that makes a change in the consciousness of the entire planet. And that's contagious. You know, once we have elevated the frequency of the planet Earth, anyone that is in it will also start responding to that. Because remember that everything works in frequency, in terms of frequency first. It's just any change that comes to the world or to the universe or anywhere, it comes as a frequency first. It's not in a physical level first. So our minds can bring in a whole new set of ideas and a whole new community. It's like a mental community that people are going to start catching on, because if we are free in our thoughts and we're going to be able to gather to bring in these new waves into planet Earth, we're going to be able to bring this to each one of all the people around us. So anyone that is around us will catch up on this, because there is no other way. Once you're in some state of being, you know that people immediately ask you, like, what are you doing? Like, what's going on with you? Why do you look that you're happy? And then people are a little curious. They always want to know. And so this is our responsibility as humans to bring this, to the world. And we're only here for a temporary, period of time. So we should always keep that in mind and not waste any time in useless things and not waste any energy in things that are not worth it, because no one is going to give you back that time that you lost. The time is the time, and that's what we're here for, and we need to know what it is, who we are, and be facing that reality one-on-one. And once that happens, I promise you that everything is going to change, and you may not be interested anymore in those things that are now separating you from that reality. And that's the goal, and that's what I'm trying to do, and I hope that I can help in that process in any way. So I'm sharing this information, and next week I'm going to be we're going to go into chapter one already of the book, and I'm going to start with the connection phrases. Remember, if you have an idea of something that you would like us to mastermind about, we should definitely do that. So let's think about some topics, some things that are important for the world. I say peace and health. I think at this moment we can all agree in environmental changes to help the environment. So what things we need to, what other things do you think that are important? We can create a little list, and every day or every week we could gather for 30 minutes or so, whoever is interested online, and we can do a little mastermind to find solutions to these issues. And that would be a nice thing to do. We can do it on Facebook Live, or we can do it in some kind of group. And that would be just a thing that we do to help out. And so I'm going to put it out there for anyone who wants to join. And as always, it's been a pleasure joining you again. And to the next week, please remember to sign up for our newsletter in healersofthelight.com. I'm always sharing information there, the new blogs. And we also have a new video up that you can find it on the website and healersofthelight.com. If you look in the bottom of the homepage, that's where our new blogs are. Or you can also look in the blog section. I'm talking about the soul reprogramming method, what it is, and a little video explaining how the soul reprogramming method works, especially with behavioral disorders, and why is it important for that. And also, please remember that we're looking for volunteers with the condition of autism and also ADHD. If you know anyone that would like to participate, it is completely free. All we need is a little feedback. I just want to be able to know what changes they go through and how else I could adjust this process to help them in any way. So please share that. And I'm always available. You know that you can always find me by email at info@healersofthelight.com. And again, it was a pleasure talking to you. Until the next week. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Healers of the Light talk show. This and every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time with your host, Joanna Basols. Feel free to send us a request at info@healersofthelight.com. And also follow us on Facebook to know more about our programs, facebook.com/healersofthelight. Also, you can visit us on our website, healersofthelight.com.